But it's very hard to find the store that you want in the mall. They have the directory, but the problem with it is, even if you figure out where you are and where you want to go, you still don't really know sometimes which way to walk, because it's an upright map. If you had like suction cup feet that you could just walk right up on it, then you could tell, you could just be on it going, all right, I'm here, I want to go to the Gap, that's down there, all right, and I'll just walk that way. But people would know, they would see you walking down the mall going, that's one of those suction cup guys. I heard about that. He's never lost.
One left. What a joke.
You can have this.
No, that's not enough BTUs for my living room. This was a complete waste of time.
Hey, I didn't get one either.
Why do I always have the feeling everybody's doing something better than me on Saturday afternoon?
This is what people do.
No, they don't. They're out on some big picnic. They're cooking burgers, making out on blankets. I'm not at the mall in Jersey watching their friends trying to find the world's cheapest air conditioner.
You should see what my father used to go through before he bought a new car. He'd go from state to state. He was away for weeks at a time. It's like he was running for president and he was going through the primaries. We'd get phone calls from hotels in New Hampshire.
No, we took a little ride. What's the big deal?
Well, at least you accomplished something. You got fish.
Oh, big accomplishment.
Fish. What do they do?
What do you do?
Hey, this way!
Jerry, what time do you have?
I have 5 o'clock.
Always late. Always late.
You're not late.
I told them to meet me in front of my building at 6:15.
Who?
My parents. It's their anniversary. I'm taking them out to dinner and a show tonight.
Oh.
I think we'll hit traffic.
Of course we'll hit traffic. It's rush hour.
Isn't it going the other way?
There's no other way in New York. Everybody goes every way all the time.
Yeah, but it's Saturday.
You got the picnic and burger traffic.
There's picnic traffic?
Well, as my grandfather used to say, sometimes even a picnic's no picnic.
I always get myself in this position. Can't be on time. Gotta rush.
What's the matter?
I have to go to the bathroom. Why do they hide the bathrooms in these malls? Do you want me to help you with that?
No, I...
What do you think, Georgie boy?
Did I need that pointed out to me? What is that going to do for me? How does that help me to see her? I'm trying to live my life. Don't show me that.
Well, if you like her, go and talk to her.
Oh, yeah, women love to get approached in parking garages. I'll just go up and say, hi, how you doing? Would you like a glass of white wine?
She'd get within 15 feet of that woman, she'd have her finger on the mace button.
Oh, well, that was a guy.
That was a guy?
Where's the car?
Well, I thought it was here.
You don't know where we parked?
This is great.
Look, I thought it was green 22.
I remember orange. I thought it was orange.
I didn't pay attention.
Oh, this is just what I mean.
I'm sure it's right around here.
Yeah, it looks familiar. I remember the elevator.
There's elevators all over. Everything looks the same. But like rats in some experiment.
Over there. I know where it is.
It's black, right?
Well, it's dark brown.
So a parking lot, you write it down. How hard is that?
There it is.
Ah.
No, no. Toyota. I thought it was.
Hey, did we come in over there?
I thought we came in over there.
How long can fish live in one of these plastic bags?
I don't know, maybe 2 hours?
You better find this car.
Let's try this way.
Really have to go to the bathroom.
Why don't you just go behind one of these cars? Why? There's nobody around.
I'll wait.
You know, you hold it in like that, you can cause a lot of damage to your bladder. That's what happens to truck drivers. Well, they hold it in all the time, and eventually it starts to come out involuntarily.
All right.
Jerry, are you aware that adult diapers are a $600 million a year industry?
Maybe I should just go anytime I get the urge, like you, wherever I am. There's too much urinary freedom in this society. I'm proud to hold it in. It builds character.
Is that it?
No.
Hey! Watch it! Maniac!
You sure you don't want me to help you with that?
I'm gonna put it down behind that car.
Worried somebody's gonna pee on it?
It's Purple 23. Remember that.
Oh, I got it. That I'm supposed to remember. Where the car is, that's insignificant.
I think they're laboring.
Look at this place! It's huge!
All right, let me say this to you. If I am not in front of my building at 6:15 when my parents get there, they're going to put me on an aggravation installment plan that will compound with interest for decades.
Parents, never forget a foul-up. I once left my jacket on a bus when I was 14. I was flying to Chicago last week on a plane. Make sure you hang on to your jacket.
There's no way you can get in touch with them?
Yeah, I'll call them on their car phone.
What do you think it would take for his parents to get a car phone?
Hypnosis by aliens.
What the hell is this car, Kramer?
We need a system.
Well, it's got to be here.
Why are they using so many colors? The numbers go up to 40.
Maybe it's not on this level.
What?
There's four different levels. Maybe we're on the wrong level. How long was the escalator ride up?
It felt like a couple of months.
You should always bring a pad and a pen.
I can't carry a pen. I'm afraid I'll puncture my scrotum.
Where is the bathroom in this mall? With 600 stores, I didn't see one bathroom. What is this, like a joke? Don't they consult with a urologist when they build one of these places? What's with you?
My ear itches.
Don't you dare talk to me like that. You hear me? I told you, I don't care.
No.
You'll have to wait.
Hey, is that really necessary?
Why don't you mind your own business?
Well, I think hitting a defenseless child is my business.
You're ugly.
What?
You're ugly.
You are.
You are.
That's what you think.
That's what I know.
Right, that's it. From now on, no more calling out I found it unless we're sitting in it, okay?
Jerry, look at my fish.
His eyes look a little cloudy.
See?
Oh, those are your eyes.
Oh, they are going to be furious.
Who's got the ticket?
I do. I thought you knew this mall. You said you'd been here before.
It was easy last time.
Okay, my fish are dying right in front of me. We've got to get someone to drive us around the parking lot to help us look for the car.
No one's going to do that.
Hi. We can't seem to find our car. I was wondering if it would be possible, if you're not in a hurry, to drive us around the garage for 5 minutes so we can look.
Sorry.
Just 5 minutes.
Can't do it.
We're not skinheads. Excuse me. I can't seem to find my car. Do you think you could drive me? Oh, that's funny. Is that funny? Hey, well, tell me if you think this is funny. These fish are dying. In an hour, they'll be belly up. Excuse me. Hey, sorry to have disturbed you. Terribly sorry. But the fish will be dead. You do know that. They can't live in plastic. That's not me talking. That's science.
It's amazing how shopping makes me have to go. How does my bladder know I'm in a department store?
Why don't you just go?
No, I can't.
Don't you get tired of following rules?
You think I'm too cautious?
Well, why be uncomfortable if you don't have to? It's organic.
Organic. So's Buddy Hackett.
Buddy Hackett?
He's a comedian.
I know.
All right.
Hey, you can go over here.
I can manage.
George!
Okay, let's go.
But...
come on. Kramer.
I'm telling you, I've had this condition since I was 11 years old. I've been in and out of hospitals my whole life. I have no control over it. Doctors have told me that when I feel it, the best thing to do is just release it. Otherwise, I could die. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? I'm telling you that if I don't go, I could die. Die! Is it worth dying for?
That's up to you.
Oh, so you don't care if I die?
What I care about is the sanitary condition of the parking facility.
Why would I do it unless I was in mortal danger? I know it's against the law.
I don't know.
Because I could get uromycetitis poisoning and die. That's why. You think I enjoy living like this? The shame, the humiliation. You know, I've been issued a public urination pass by the city because of my condition. Fortunately, my little brother ran out of the house with it this morning. And his friends are probably peeing all over the place.
Jerry! Jerry!
Unbelievable. I'm never going to get out of here. Guy goes to pee, never comes back. It's like a science fiction story.
Maybe he went to one of the other levels. I'm going to go look for him.
Oh, now you're going to go?
I'll be back in 5 minutes.
If you go now, I know what's going to happen. We'll find the car, Jerry will show up, and we'll never find you.
I'll be right back.
What's the difference? We'll all be dead eventually.
Does that bother you?
Yeah, it bothers me. Doesn't it bother you?
Not at all.
You see, now that bothers me even more than dying bothers me, because it's people like you who live to be 120 because you're not bothered by it. How can it not bother you?
Well, I once saw this thing on TV with people who are terminally ill. Every one of them believed that the secret of life is just to live every moment.
Yeah, I've heard that. Meanwhile, I'm here with you in a parking garage in Jersey. It's a nice jacket. Where'd you get that?
Some guy left it over at my mother's house.
First of all, you don't even know technically that I went. That's for starters. I mean, I could have been pouring a bottle of water out there. You don't know.
I know what you did.
Oh, really? Do you? Well, it just so happens that I did pour water out. I had a bottle of very tepid water, and I poured it out. And I could see how you made a mistake. Because pouring water out sounds very much like a person urinating. And, you know, when you think about it, it's really quite an amusing case of mistaken identity. And that's all it is.
And now he's gone. I'm sure he's looking for the car. 5 minutes, that's all. I just want to find him.
I can't do it.
But why? Why can't you do it?
I can't.
No, see, that's not a reason you can't. You just don't want to.
That's right.
But why? Why don't you want to?
I don't know.
Well, wouldn't you get any satisfaction out of helping someone out?
No, I wouldn't.
All right. All right. I want to apologize. I was frightened. I said crazy things. I obviously offended you. I insulted your intelligence, the uromycetitis, the water bottle. I made all that up. And now I'm going to tell you the truth. Today, my parents are celebrating their 50th, well, I'm jumping ahead here, their 47th wedding anniversary, and we made plans to spend the evening together. They're meeting me in front of my building at 6:15. What I haven't told you, or anyone else for that matter, is that my father's been in a red Chinese prison for the past 14 years.
I mean, the guy had a fat fetish. The inspector never dated a woman under 250 pounds.
Really?
And what did he do with all that fat? Does he just jump up and down on it? Or does he gouge you like Killer Kowalski?
Who's Killer Kowalski?
Oh, he was a wrestler. You know, he would get down on his knees, and he would grab a hold of someone's stomach and just squeeze it until they get...
Hey, I have to go to the bathroom.
Well, why don't you just go?
What, here?
You and Jerry.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go down this row.
Kill them. You were aware of that. Kill them. On the biggest night of their life.
Your folks have an anniversary today, too. Your father also in a red Chinese prison.
Red Chinese prison?
You know when you're walking with someone and you assume that they know where the car is? And you're fine until you see them do this move. Once they do this... when they look back from where they came from... No, you're in bad shape now. Nobody that knows where they're going does that. Pilots on planes don't open the cockpit door and go... slam.
Well, what happened was my father was staying at the home of one of Red China's great military leaders, General Chang, who, by the way, came up with the recipe for General Chang's chicken.
You know, the one with the red pepper and the orange peel, set you on guard.
Sure, I eat it all the time. Very spicy.
Well, apparently, General Chang is a very flamboyant man. Complete failure as a general, but a hell of a cook.
Look at this. Look at this. Will you look at this? He doesn't have enough with the Mercedes. He has to have two spaces. I tell you, you know what I mean? I'd like to spit on him.
I would like to see that.
Should I do it?
Teach him a lesson he'll never forget.
Who does he think he is?
Someone's got to stop him.
It's against the law, isn't it?
Well, it certainly should be.
This is some machine. Leave it to the Germans. Let me ask you something. What do they get for a tune-up on this?
Jerry!
Elaine!
Where have you been?
I was arrested for urinating.
Me too.
What?
Oh, uromyositis. It's very serious, you know.
Jerry, look at my fish. Is he?
No, but he's not looking good.
Please, we can't find our car. Please, just drive us around the parking lot to find our car. My fish are dying.
Sorry, I can't do that.
I can see you not caring what happens to us. We're human, but what about the fish? The fish.
Sorry.
That's right, go. Go home to your dumbbells. Go work on your pecs and your lats. We're all really impressed. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. You got a problem with that?
Elaine, shut up.
Don't worry. Back in heat.
Hey, where's Kramer?
I don't know.
I thought he was with you.
Oh, see, I knew this was going to happen. Look at this sign. All right, that's it.
All right, did we look over there? Have we checked that sign?
We came in over there.
We didn't come in over there.
Where's Kramer?
Oh, look at these cars. They all look exactly alike.
Oh.
You're killing me.
Ask her to drive us around. There's your opening.
That is an opening.
Excuse me. I'm really, see what happened. My friend forgot where he parked.
Sure, I'll drive you around.
You will?
Sure.
Thank you. We're late, and my parents are waiting for me in front of my building, and we're stuck here.
Well, I wouldn't want to get lost in here. It smells like a toilet. People are such animals.
You're telling me.
Oh, big pig.
It's a brown Ford.
This has happened to me, too. It's very frustrating.
Oh.
I've asked several people, and they wouldn't even answer me. I'm happy to do it. I'm Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
I'm George.
I didn't mean anything by it. I don't even know L. Ron Hubbard. I didn't know you were in that group.
What about my fish?
Boy, those Scientologists, they can be pretty sensitive.
Okay. What is it?
Time finding that air conditioner. You know, I looked everywhere. I completely forgot where I hid it. You know where it was?
Purple 23.
Right, Purple 23. I could have used you.
Sometimes it's good to write those things down.
Oh, boy. What time is it?
7:45. Oh. Well, at least there'll be no traffic, huh?
Right. What time's that place start?
8 o'clock.
Oh, that could be a problem. Where's your little bag? Oh. All right, let's get it up, Bub.
The problem with the mall garage is that everything looks the same. They try to differentiate it. They put up different colors, different numbers, different letters. What they need to do is name the levels like, your mother's a whore. You know what I mean? You would remember that. You would go, I know, I'm parked and my father is an abusive alcoholic. I know where I'm parked.